Carl Hoops, the equine extension specialist at Utah State University, says this is a controversial subject, but it's important to look at what's going on behind the scenes.
There are currently 137,000 horses every year that are shipped to either Canada or Mexico for slaughter.
When animals go to slaughter in the United States, regulations are put in place to make sure the animals go through with the least amount of stress possible. Hoop says if it's done outside the United States, there is less control over the process.
As far as saying, will it be more humane? I don't know. I haven't been to those facilities. I have heard a lot of horror stories about it, but I've not personally seen it.
Hoop says for people in the equine industry, lifting the ban would give a route for horses that can no longer be used, are unwanted, untrained, or are too old.
And that's one side of the argument. The other side of the argument is horses are not livestock, and they shouldn't be subjected to that form of death.
Another thing to consider when talking about lifting the ban are wild horses. Hoop says in each state there is designated range with an amount of land that will comfortably hold a certain amount of horses with enough food and water. He says the Bureau of Land Management has not indicated if wild horses would go to slaughter, but this discussion will probably come up in the future.
Right now we are 3 times that number in Utah, so we are extremely overpopulated. The BLM recognizes it. They understand that they're overpopulated, but their hands are tied. Because the public opinion says, no, you can't round them up. No, you have to leave them there. Well, they're starving to death. They're going to die if we leave them there.
Hoop says there are a few things the public should consider before making any decisions.
Understand the difference between emotion and facts. And yes, emotion does play a role in how we make our decisions. I just think we need to be able to look at the decision, look at the facts that are presented, look at the science and the research that's done off of it to really make that decision.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.